Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Tired. I have a question about parts, Mastin. So I have been taking steps to move forward with my new path in life, but there's a part of me that keeps coming up and my body has like totally crashed. It's, I guess, my low self-esteem part that keeps coming up. And my body's kind of like totally shut down. Like dorsal is normally my go-to response to stay safe, and it's really crashed this time. And I guess I'm having trouble figuring out how to connect with this part in order to move forward with it.
Okay.
On the physical side, I have like a natural healthcare practitioner I've been working with for a long time. So she's helping me with the physical stuff. But I just feel like there's so many emotional blocks that I'm having to face that I'm having a hard time with doing. Like, I feel like I've been doing a lot of bypassing. Cool. Up until now.
Sounds like you have a lot of awareness.
Yeah, I do. And now I feel like, what do I do with the awareness?
What if that part doesn't want to move forward?
Yeah, I don't think she does.
So what if you try to find out why?
Yeah, I know that she's really scared to step into her own power.
Okay. And maybe. Here's what I will tell you, okay?
Yeah.
Like forward motion can come from like bypass and let's go. Forward motion can come from ventral regulated states. Forward motion can also come from appreciating our survival mechanisms more.
Okay.
Sometimes parts don't want to let go until they're really appreciated.
Yeah. And that resonates with me because my practitioner said, like, you need to let go emotionally. And I'm like, okay, let go. But I don't know. For me, that's hard.
I'm actually saying the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should let go of anything. Like, I'm saying you should appreciate this part more.
Yeah.
The last thing I'm suggesting is you let it go. Like, yeah. I remember, like, when I couldn't walk for 6 months in 2020. Like the amount of pain I had, I was like so stubborn. I was like, I'm going to biohack. I'm going to functional medicine. I'm going to fascia. I'm going to MFR. I'm going to do everything I can to release this stuff. Yeah. And do drugs. I'm going to take steroids. I'm going to take NSAIDs. I'm going to take prescription medication, everything to just like not deal with it. Right. And it just got to the point where the pain, the medication I was taking didn't even work on the pain anymore. And I was taking the most you could take of anything. And to the point where all the pain in that area was really bad, but the rest of my body I couldn't feel. And I ended up injuring other parts of my body because I didn't know that they were hurting when they weren't hurting because I had all this pain medicine I was taking. And the only area that it didn't work on was the area I wanted it to work on, but it worked on the other areas and I injured myself basically, right? And finally, I just was just like, I sat with my left ankle, and I was like, okay, fine. Obviously, you don't want me to walk. Obviously. Obviously, you don't want me to take a step forward. Obviously. I don't know why, but if I were you, I wouldn't want to move forward either. So why don't you show me why? And then that night, it was like, all these repeated moments of neglect. It was the same feeling, different experiences throughout my life. And I was like, oh, I wouldn't want to move forward either. And it was like, stop missing me. When you miss me, this is why you are what you are. This is why you can't walk. Right? I was like, no, it's COVID, the pandemic. No, it's me. He said, nothing to do with the pandemic. This is me. And I was like, okay, fine. And now me and my left ankle really talk a lot. I noticed lots of stuff real easy. Like real easy. right?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get that far. And we have an understanding now, right? And it also my lower back has sometimes a little tweak. Whenever my lower back tweaks, it's like, I know it's not like a compressed disc. I know it's like, there's something emotional here, something somatic I'm missing. It's not like a compression or chiropractic issue usually. It's like, usually it's about support. It's about something alone. There's something in that. And my left ankle and my lower back work in tandem to let me know when I don't feel supported faster than I notice myself.
Yeah.
Right. So instead of taking Toradol for me, and it's, the chiropractor, yeah. It's like, thank you. And then it goes away usually.
Yeah. For me, it's digestive gut issues. Yeah. And I've sort of struggled with that all my life, but it hasn't been this bad in a long time. But I feel, looking back on it, I think this part has been trying to speak to me for a long time. I think I covered it up with like workaholism.
Yeah.
Just like, just keep going. Just work harder, harder, harder. And I'm actually not doing that anymore. I actually was starting to move slower and take slower steps. And then I've noticed there's been this pattern of like, I'm okay for a while. And then I kind of drop off. And then I got to build myself back up. And then I go along and then I drop off. And this latest one was like a big drop off because I was getting ready to do something that I had never done before, more so. And I think this part felt really, obviously feels really scared.
So it's appreciating its presence and appreciating why it's trying to drop you off. That's the key. Because it's not random.
No.
Right. And then hopefully bringing that into some type of social connection with, say, others, so that people know. Right. Like people in my life, like I have a lot of my parts named and stuff like that. So people in my life, it's like, I'm coming in really hot and angry, people will be like, hey, is that Mastin or is that Bomber? I'm like, oh, Bomber. Yeah. And then Bomber gets all pissed off for being discovered. Right. And otherwise, people are like, dude, what happened to Mastin today? You know, but people who really know me know that shit about me, right? Mm-hmm. Or they know, like, oh, if I'm like, oh, I'm good, I don't need any help. It's like, is that you really, or is that Han Solo? Like, I've made my parts, right? Or like, the part that's like, nobody's gonna show up and he's all alone. Like, that's the little guy. And I have like 5 or 6 of these parts that I've named. They're the predominant pieces, and I bring them into relationship with people around me who know me, and like, and they all have like very specific things that they say. And like, instead of it being, well, Mastin's moody today or Mastin's angry today, it's like, and we also have an agreement that if they bring it up, that it's like, okay for me. And I will do my best not to be defensive, or at least not that defensive. Right. And I'm like, oh yeah, Bomber is here. Let me go. And I imagine Bomber is like inside out, like anger, like just like blows his top and gets like really like the fire comes out of his head and stuff, is how I imagine Bomber a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He will come in and blow up a relationship like real good and just righteous and correct and anger and like contempt and one up and just like, he will just, and then like little guys, like, where'd everybody go? See, I knew they'd leave. And they just were, you know, it's, right. And it's just like, for one time, I was like, what the f- is this cycle? You know, but now they're all like named and labeled. And I'm like, yo, man, that's how you know how to end relationships, just by blowing shit up. Thank you. We're not doing it this way, because actually we're going to do it this way, you know? And then Bomber's just like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm like, calm down. But every once in a while, there's like it's kind of like in traffic where there's like a justified honk. There's nothing more satisfying than a justified honk. Like, oh, and like, especially if it can make a little bit of a longer one, because like usually it's like, huh, like that. But if you could be like, it's like justified, like, oh my God, that's like so like cathartic for me. But like every once in a while, there's a time where it's appropriate for Bomber to step up and he's like, all right, I'm going to blow this shit up. I'm like, all right, man, you blow this shit up now, go for it, you know? But there's only certain times, right? But he'll blow it up anytime, right? And then there's parts that don't want to start and don't want to engage, and they're more dorsal, right? But instead of being like, God, why am I such an asshole? I've done the work of investigating and I've created a personality and a name for this part. And I know why he's there. He's there because little guy got missed again. God damn it. Mm-hmm. He's pissed. Right. Mm-hmm. Because that person didn't do what they said they were going to do.
Yeah.
Right. Versus pathologizing that part. Right. So you have a dorsal part that you're learning about that needs some TLC.
Yeah.
You know, have you seen Inside Out?
Yes, I have.
So this is like, this would be like your version of sadness.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, sadness and joy finally getting along, you know.
Yeah, because there is also like a part of me, that self energy that's like, yeah, like I'm ready to go. Let's go.
That's but not self energy.
Oh, okay.
That's definitely sympathetic. Self energy is, sweetie, why are you collapsing right before we are trying to expand? Tell me everything.
Okay.
That's self energy. What you're describing is self like energy, where it's regulating but more sympathetic, right? And it presents itself, but it's really more dismissive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
When you're in a curious state, you're probably like self-mental, probably.
Yeah. That feels right. Yeah.
Yeah. So being curious about the part that goes dorsal would be very powerful. And then bringing it into relationship would be even better.
Okay.
So
that's
what happens.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
You're so beautiful. So good.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.